Grass isn't the only thing greener about Barrie parks and recreation facilities. City Council will consider final approval Monday night on a motion receiving the 2021 annual cash in lieu of parkland statements, which show reserve fund totals of almost $23.7 million as of December 31. While $23.7 million sounds like a lot of money, we have a lot of parks to build in the city, particularly in the South End where there is a lot of residential growth, said Cown. Claire Rietma. As well, if you look at a city map you will see that the newer areas have a lot more green space than the older wards. As population densities increase in the established areas of the city, we also need more open space and park facilities to serve those added populations, especially in the waterfront area, he added. Ontario's Planning Act allows municipalities to require, as a condition of development, that land be given to the municipality for parks or other public recreational purposes. Or councils may require a payment in lieu, to the value of the land otherwise required to be given. From a citywide perspective, Cown. Jim Harris said, the pandemic has clearly highlighted the importance of having quality outdoor space and parks. Parks are places to relax, have fun, enjoy nature, participate in sports and recreation and to connect with one's community. In summary, they support health and well-being, said the councillor for Ward 8, which has 22 parks. Looking toward the future, with the increasing number of multi-unit properties in existing neighborhoods and proposed density for new developments, the importance of our outdoor space and parks will be further amplified, Harris added. This means we will need to balance investment in our current parks and outdoor spaces while also ensuring new ones are added. The city has several projects on which to spend those cash in lieu of parkland funds, Rietma said. At the moment, we are adding pickleball courts to Painswick and Eastview parks and refurbishing the playground area at St. Vincent Park, he said. We have a new waterfront plan and a vegetation management plan for the North Shore Trail underway. I also have a long list of park improvements that would are needed, including resurfacing the tennis courts at Strabane Park, a cricket field and more accessible connections between North Shore Trail and Kempenfelt Park, as well as an accessible access to the water's edge in the Nelson Park area, Rietma noted. We have lots of park and facility needs throughout the city and getting it all done will be the challenge, said Rietma, who represents Ward 1, which has 17 parks and parkettes. Harris said Ward 8 residents are fortunate to have a number of signature waterfront parks, highlighted by Allendale Station Park, Manet's Point Park and Tyndale Park. These areas are popular with both residents and non-residents alike, he said. As the use of these waterfront parks increases, it will be important to ensure they have both the amenities required by users and protections to preserve their natural features. Harris said with so many parks in Ward 8, it's important to speak to residents about what they feel is most important about their green spaces. For example, the residents in the area of Shepherd's Park have recently expressed interest in having a sports pad that can double as a neighborhood-operated skating rink in the winter, he said. Residents in the Shear Park and Greenfield Park area have expressed interest in pickleball courts. Others have discussed adding community gardens, Harris added. A great example of community participation can be seen in the consultation for the revitalization of St. Vincent Park. The city collected $4.3 million in cash in lieu fees last year, along with making $273,054 in interest. Barrie spent $969,152. Large projects included $307,000 for roof replacement on Holly Community Center, now the Peggy Hill Team Community Center, $183,611 for tennis court rehabilitation, floor replacement at Allendale Recreation Center for $149,364, and $98,772 for public washrooms in parks rehabilitation. These capital costs can also include money from other reserves, grants and subsidies, as well as cash in lieu. And the work continues in 2022. Shear Park, for example, located at Holgate and Innisfil Streets, will have its two existing asphalt tennis courts and lighting system removed this spring. It will get two new asphalt tennis courts with upgrades to the court power and lighting systems. Construction will occur in the existing footprints and includes an upgraded multi-use pathway from Holgate Street to the tennis courts. Barrie has about 741 acres of parks, the largest being Sunnydale Park at almost 49 acres. Next is the Gables on Tollendal Mill Road at 36 acres, Huronia Park North at 29 acres, Sandringham Park at 22 acres, Lennox Park at 20 acres, and Lampman Lane Park at 18 acres. Barrie's smallest green space is Pioneer Park on Cox Mill Road at just 0.1 acres. The city of Barrie has been collecting cash in lieu of parkland fees for many years. Cash in lieu of parkland money must be held in a special account or reserve fund, interest earned and spent only for the acquisition of land to be used for park or other public recreational purposes, including the erection, improvement or repair of buildings and the acquisition of machinery.